I 295 going north. At around 103rd Street, we're looking at a wreck on the right. 95 North at Phillips Highway, we see another crash, and that's on the right side of the highway. And Butler Boulevard East at Kernan, there is a problem with a broken down car. Sunny today, our high 69. This evening, clear and cold with an overnight low of 56. Overnight low 38. Currently, it's 56 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Democrats in Congress are proposing a new Green Deal. This week, the Times Union goes after Mayor Lenny Curry on violent crime in Jacksonville. And the debate over where hard liquor can be sold in Florida is back on the table again.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
3 minutes after the top of the hour, some of you have been emailing me this morning trying to figure out, it's not that difficult, it shouldn't be, why are department stores or grocery stores like Publix and Winn-Dixie against Target and Walmart and allowing to sell hard alcohol outside of a separate entity? Why is that? I want to hear what you have to say at 222-TALK, 222-8255. More as we continue to move along, what you saw, what's been going on in Paris, all of the angry mobs out there. I wonder if the media is really reporting it accurately, because as you know, that, the protesters in Paris are expected to pay up, according to the Wall Street Journal this morning, up to as much as $8 billion, the annual tab, for a minuscule global benefit. According to the Wall Street Journal, their economy, which is all run by a bunch of government nonsense, has almost a 9% jobless rate and will struggle to hit the 3% GDP growth rate. The Wall Street Journal also reports that a fuel wind tax, such as unreliable renewable power, to replace zero emissions nuclear plant. Well, Ed, why are you bringing this up? Because this is what the greenies now want here in this country, with the latest with that news story, Fox News' Shannon Bream, about the new Green Deal Democrats are proposing.
I want to outline some of what they've talked about. The new Green Deal, some of the bullet points here: no fossil fuels in the U.S. within 10 years, 100% renewable energy, eliminate greenhouse gases, and also new infrastructure for coastal communities to deal with rising sea levels. Isaac
Alexandria Cortez says that we have to. We've got to deal with it now because we're going into another abyss.
This is about a new deal for the United States of America. Because in every moment when our country has reached the depths of darkness, in every moment
when we were
at the brink, at the cusp of an abyss, and we did not know if we would be capable of saving ourselves, we have. Right. We've done it.
Is she a little over I think she's doing the Al Pacino version.
It does sound like she's very, very, very actressy. And Obi, you know, you were supposed to be the chosen one.
I mean, here's the same gal who couldn't even tell you how much it was going to cost per year for the Medicare for All. I'm going to expect her to tell me about we need to have a green deal, green economy type. The Democrats say that this is what's needed. According to Democrat strategist Isaac Wright, the reason why that they believe and the Democrats think that this is a great way to move with a, quote, new green deal is because it will not only create jobs, Roger, but through government programs, it'll create a high standard of a living wage.
What we're leaving out here is the point that the plan also dictates those jobs would be paying a living wage with health care benefits to American workers. We're talking about millions of jobs being created. And while I appreciate everybody's rhetoric on the panel, let's be honest with the folks watching right now for a minute. These are job-creating initiatives, yeah, right? You're talking about squeezing the middle class. We're talking about giving high-paying jobs for American workers.
Nope.
That's what this is about. That's what the new green economy is about. Countries around the globe have recognized that, are investing in it.
Well,
we have sacrificed, the Trump administration has sacrificed our country's leadership on the global stage on this issue.
Okay.
Anytime these people talk about a living wage and need to have an investment, that means they want more government money. If it was done through the private sector and the free market, if people want to drive a Prius based on that they want to save amount of money compared to maybe, you know, something else, by all means.
Well, the reason why, you know, you have the environmentalists that are pushing for these green technology automobiles isn't because it's best for the economy. They honestly believe that the internal combustion engine is destroying the earth, and they're trying to give people who don't care about that a reason to want them.
Listen, I can honestly believe that Superman is stronger than the Hulk. Do I have anything to base it upon? Well, maybe. This is about facts. Leave the emotions out. talk about what we need to be talking about based on facts. We're going into another abyss out there. And my question is, it's kind of like the healthcare system in other countries. Mm-hmm. If it is so well over there, why isn't it, which is not, what is some sort of Jedi mind trick mentality that's going to work better over here?
That's right. You're looking at what's going on in Paris right now.
Yeah.
They're paying like $5.50 a gallon for gasoline when you do all the conversions with the currency and the liters versus
that's
gallons.
That's what I'm saying.
It's real expensive.
But these guys always love to use European models. Mm-hmm. Again, which you've got France that barely, it's got a Barack Obama economy. It's going to hit me, if they're lucky, at a 2% growth rate, and they would have more carbon fuel taxes out there to change things around. President Bush, of course, being laid to rest this week. But then again, the media and Democrats had to get their digs in to President Trump. This got into a big, big spat between Joy Behar of The View and Meghan McCain. She says that what President Bush did by the Clean Air Water Act of 1990 was a great landmark, did wonders for the environment, even though she can't tell you what it did. And then she goes, of course, you have to throw Trump into the mix. And then President Trump, all he wants to do is just unravel that. And that pretty much ticked off Meghan McCain.
That was not picked up, really, because as a candidate, he said, those who think we're powerless to do anything about the greenhouse effect are forgetting about the White House effect. And then he signed into law the Clean Air Act Amendment of 1990, one of the most sweeping environmental statutes ever.
Yeah.
This president that we have now is trying to unravel everything that he did and Obama did. And if I ever become a one-issue voter, it will be about...
So I'm setting this up for you, because if I become a one-issue voter in the environment, and there's just... I mean, listen to the spat, because this was supposed to be about HW, not about Donald Trump.
Obama did. And if I ever become a one-issue voter, it will be about pollution and the greenhouse effect and
the fact that... Can we focus on the president, please? I don't want to talk about Trump
we're
in the moment. We're honoring a great president in the past.
Please. I want to talk about
the difference. Honoring, but I'm not interested in your one-issue voter.
I don't care what you're interested in. I'm talking.
Well, I don't care what you're interested in either.
We'll be right back.
I don't care what you're interested in either. I'm talking.
It's hilarious. And Whoopi Goldberg's trying to be the peacemaker. We'll be right back.
Man, why did you have to go to commercial break? In fact, as we tell you, this radio show, we got to put cameras in here.
Yeah.
The show is more exciting off the air than it is on the air. Here was Yahoo News' take on the whole situation.
On The View, while the panel was discussing the passing of President George H.W. Bush, Joy Behar wanted to compare the good he did for the environment and climate change to the bad that the current president is doing. But Meghan McCain wasn't having it. Twitter wasn't happy with Meghan's interruption either, with comments like, somebody tell Meghan the show is called The View pouring in. And since it appeared the arguing continued well into the break, one viewer said, I'm low-key mad Whoopi went to commercial so fast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more ticked off about that. How come people aren't emailing Whoopi telling what the heck did you go to commercial break for? On that one as well. As you know, crime was a top issue, and it should be. When I headed the gubernatorial race this past year, Andrew Gillum, wait till you hear this story, folks, for those of you just tuning in. Andrew Gillum, of course, was accused of not really looking out for cops, was not looking out for those that live in the city of Tallahassee because crime was up. The Times Union came out this past week at the city of Jacksonville and threw Mayor Lindy Curry under the bus, kind of threw Mike Williams under the bus. They don't like Mike. Threw the mayor under the bus by saying you went after Alvin Brown on the issue of crime, and yet... The question is, that I'm asking, is Andrew Gillum owed an apology? That's what some people are saying today. Andrew Gillum, of course, was tackled upon by conservative media and Republicans as well because crime was the highest, especially murder rate, in the city of Tallahassee. The state is in a reverse mode. The state's going down in violent crime, but Jacksonville's going up. The Times Union reports that over the tenure underneath Mike Williams and Lenny Curry, that crime is going up, maybe going down this year, but overall it has been going up. As you recall, back in 2015, Mayor Lindy Curry attacked and went after Alvin Brown. My question is, that does the mayor get any credit if crime goes down, but yet does he need to be given any blame for crime going up? Here with that news story, News 4 Jax, Jim Pickett.
Continues, a survey by the Florida Times Union concludes violent crime here in Jacksonville has become worse in the past 3 years since Sheriff Mike Williams and Mayor Lenny Curry took office.
On Sunday, the Florida Times Union published this article, taking aim at the sheriff and the mayor, saying despite spending more money, violent crime is increasing, based on the latest numbers from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Here at News 4 Jax, we track homicides and murders as well. And our numbers show that murders are actually down this year. In 2014, the last year that Mayor Alvin Brown was in office, there were 93 murders. In 2015, Mayor Curry and Sheriff Williams' first year, 96 murders. In 2016, that went up to 108. Last year, another increase of 118 murders. So far this year, with 1 month left, 91. We've watched as the mayor and sheriff budgeted more money and began a series of programs to fight crime. The sheriff's department makes up about 36% of the city budget.
Now, they're trying to get some stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of those programs, Roger, you talked about?
Yeah, the ShotSpotter system, which is a really cool technology where the police department knows instantly anytime a gun is discharged and can get police there right away without anyone having to call 911.
So is the difference between those two mayors is Curry's looking to do something about it, and those that have listened to the show have said that Alvin Brown didn't want to do anything about it. Is that a fair accusation?
You know what? I think it's fair, because when the current mayor criticized the former mayor and he got elected based upon crime going up, and now crime is even higher under his administration, I think that's a question people want to have an answer
but
to.
But is it the mayor? Should the mayor, if you rightfully so wanted to attack Alvin right. Brown, then how come the mayor's not responsible then? And by the way, if the mayor's not responsible, then is Andrew Gillum owed an apology? Because many people said, well, we can't trust when he was mayor in the city of Tallahassee, mm-hmm. the crime went up, murder rate went up.
Mm-hmm.
We blamed him, but yet we're not going to blame other people as well.
Or does Alvin Brown, is he owed an apology?
More as we continue to move along. All right, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Let's go to the phone. Steve, good morning. You're on WBOB. What's going on?
Hey, at Walmart and Target are property owners. They own their own buildings, their standalone location. Target and Walmart have plenty of shelf space. They can easily add on to their buildings. Winn-Dixie and Publix are tenants in strip plazas. Their shelf space is limited. They cannot add on to their location easily without going through their landlord. And a lot of these strip plazas, the owners, landlords, have already given exclusive rights to sell liquor to some other tenant in that plaza.
Publix can expand. They do it all the time. They've expanded their stores. That means they'd have plenty of room to put an alcohol in there without a separate building, could they not?
We have Walmart just added a liquor store in St. Augustine onto the side of their building. Publix built one in Volano in a separate location.
Right, but there's
there's
a certain reason why Publix and Winn-Dixie are against this bill, and Target and Walmart are in favor of it.
Correct, because Winn-Dixie and Walmart are not going to be able to get the rights at that strip plaza to sell liquor from the landlord. He's already given that right most of the time to somebody else, ABC, Browdy's, or whoever.
No. The law applies. Wait. Equally right now, the law applies all over the map. There isn't one exemption for the other. There is a reason why the Publix and Walmart... Publix and Target do not support this bill. I understand where you're coming from and easements and what the rental made, but the law applies no matter who is it right now. Until this is signed in by governor, you have to have a separate building or a separate wall for hard liquor.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's what I'm asking. I can't believe some of you haven't given the answer. It's that easy. There's a reason why when Dixie and Publix are against expanding liquor laws, I don't drink, by the way, so I don't go in these stores. There's a reason why they do not want you to be able to buy your cereal on the same aisle with your hard alcohol and your hard liquor.
I was thinking there was an economic reason, but from what I understand it,
this liquor license
is basically a license to print money. They make a lot of profit on alcohol that they probably wouldn't make on cereal. So I don't know.
It's got nothing to do with that.
I don't know the answer.
It's that simple of an answer. Let's go to 222-TALK, 222-8255. Let's go to George. George, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, good morning. I think we take too simplistic a view of murder and violence. So let me just quickly go through nine things I just wrote down.
Nine?
Listen, it's quick. First is holdups, stores, street, forced entry. That's usually for money or to pay for drugs. Kind of terrorism, some strong terrorism, some light. Number four is stated cause. Number five is gobbledygook. The person's totally mentally ill. Uh-huh. Number six, a drug deal that went bad. Then domestic violence, alcohol, or mind-altering drugs. And you need different people involved to prevent these things. You need the police. You need teachers who make sure people have a job when they get out of school. Then you have immorality. That's the ministers. And then you have the mentally ill. And neither one of these guys cover all these areas. So why are we blaming them for everything?
Well, was it right to blame, let me ask you this, was it right to blame Alvin Brown for the high crime rate in Tallahassee in the election season this year?
If people would go through these details and say, yeah, we've had so many things that happen on the street, and he's not pressing for more moral teaching and better education, et cetera. This was too general, his criticism. I think he made a mess in Tallahassee, right, but they didn't get specific with it.
Well, that's the problem. The elected officials don't get specific with it. So it's a generality, you know? But the question I keep asking, and again, this is what people are posing me this morning. This is what they're emailing me, that, well, Mayor Curry, I mean, if it was going down, they take credit for it, but they don't take the blame for it when it goes up. And some of you have been advocating this morning, if that's the case, then Andrew Gillum is owed an apology because he was supposed to take responsibility for the high crime going up in Tallahassee. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Good. Okay, so here's my idea, my thought of why Winn-Dixie and Publix do not like this idea with expanding the liquor.
Okay.
Is crime, theft, and kids being able to access liquor from the shelves and pocket it in their pockets and walk away. That's the only thing I can think of, because a standalone liquor store, you have to be 21 to get it.
Right.
That's just my thoughts on it.
An easy one. That is not the answer. But that is a good one right there. By the way, before we get back to the phones at 222-TALK, 222-8255, we asked a question. Why is Publix and Winn-Dixie against allowing you to go to the same store, like Target and Walmart want, to buy your groceries and hard liquor? Why are they against that? By the way, is there a morality thing behind this? Is there a morality thing? Should we not have alcohol together, hard alcohol now, with where you can buy your food? Should we have it in a separate store? Some people have called this morning, Roger, and go, based on morality, that's the reason why it was done this. We need to keep that around like we have Blue Sundays.
Is it Blue Lights, what do they call it? Yeah, I forget.
Blue Laws.
But is there some current statute that requires liquor stores to be closed on Sunday?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I was thinking that might be your reason.
But I don't think so. No, okay. There's a reason why. Let's go to Brian. Brian, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, when I was growing up in Duval County, we did have Blue Sunday, and it got changed, I think, in the late 80s, early 90s. And if you say morality, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people. I do prefer that children don't see alcohol, you know, while they're right beside their cereal. But that's my one of many votes.
All right.
But I want to take a shot at the answer you're looking for, because I've heard a lot of good answers that you're not giving credit to. But, I mean, I think it just comes down to Publix and Winn-Dixie have already spent so much money, you know, to follow the regulations that they fell into, where Walmart and Target have the money to change it and benefit from it. So, you know, they went in and built grocery stores with no ability. Like the previous caller you called made a good point. If they are leasing that commercial space, it's just so expensive as comparison to like Walmart, who maybe has a liquor store built inside their footprint and they can just knock down a wall.
Yeah, but they still have to have a wall up. That's the whole, they want to knock down the wall. There should not be a wall, period. There's a very simple answer to this.
And Publix and Winn-Dixie, they already sell wine, you know, basically in some cases one aisle away from the ice cream. So, they could maybe put the hard liquor next to the wine. I don't know.
There's a reason why. This is not right. I'm not putting the college out. There's a reason why Publix, and why is it only Publix and Winn-Dixie are against this? It's a very simplistic answer why. 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
I-295 North at 103rd Street, there's a crash involving three cars, lots of backup on the traffic cams we see. 95 North at Phillips Highway, another wreck, and Butler Boulevard East at Kernan, there's a broken down car. Traffic is being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We were asked a question the other day about a store's reputation and how a customer might judge that. The first thing that came to mind was to look at how long they've been in business. Because if a store or a person is disreputable, that word will get out fast and that business won't be around very long. The second thing that comes to mind for jewelry stores If the store has been in business a long time, there'll be a lot of folks in the area wearing jewelry from that establishment. And if they sell fine jewelry, you can best bet that those pieces have been shown thousands of times and probably passed down from one generation to the next, and a lot of people have been told where that piece came from. At Underwoods, it's our stated goal to be the best jeweler in the South, not the biggest, so everything we do and carry has to move us towards that goal. And ultimately, it's satisfied customers wearing our jewelry that have kept Underwoods in business since 1928. So come by and see us in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming and Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License, CCC 132-85. Florida State Certified Builder's License, CBC 125-7928.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Lots of sunshine today. Our high 69. This evening is going to be cold. Overnight, the low 38. 56 now at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed at WBOB.
Violent crime is down. I mean, we've had some high-profile events in the community, obviously, that raise the profile, and that gets the conversation going. And it doesn't take away from any of that. Those issues are tragic issues. But when we look at an overall trend, where are we as a community heading, we feel very strongly we're headed in the right direction. We're always going to have the bad day, the bad weekend, but we've got to stay focused on the work.
That's Sheriff Mike Williams out of Duval County. The question is, if the reason why crime is going up, do you blame the state attorney's office, Melissa Nelson, because she's not doing enough warrants? I got emails from that this morning. Do you blame Sheriff Mike Williams for not doing enough? I'm not putting the blame on him at all. What about Marilyn Curry? I mean, understandably so. And it's always fair to go after the previous incumbent, who was Alvin Brown, but not doing enough with crime. That's one of the main reasons why Curry, as you pointed out, won.
Yeah, I think Curry's probably the most vulnerable because that was what he campaigned on that got him in the office in the first place. And then overall, his murder rate goes up.
His murder rate goes up overall. Now, it is going down this year. That's the whole thing. But every morning, it's been sensationalized by radio and things like that about who did it and who didn't do it and whatever else happened, Eureka Apartments, everything else. I just keep asking the question that if Marilyn Curry, it is not his fault, I'm asking it because this is what's been asking of me this morning, if Marilyn Curry does not deserve blame for the crime going up in Jacksonville, then is Andrew Gillum owed an apology for being blamed for the high crime and the murders by the Republicans during the gubernatorial race this past year for what happened as mayor of Tallahassee? Or is it a different story? 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
I-295 North at 103rd Street, there's a crash. We're counting at least three cars there. I-95 North at Phillips Highway, another accident. And if you're on Butler Boulevard East at Kernan, you'll see a broken down car.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
As a trusted choice in voter opinion polling, public figures turn to Republic Polling for reliable tracking in any political district. Count on Republic Polling's scientifically weighted results for political polling, tracking which candidates are poised to win elections, issues polling, gauging voters' attitudes and opinions on specific topics, and tracking polls, a series of polling trending over a period of time. Visit republicpolling.com to get started. Republic Polling is a Reliant Florida company.
After the long summer, your air conditioning and heat pump have been worked to the max. You'll want to make sure you have your system checked when the weather gets cool. Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is a family-owned Daikin Comfort Pro and can fix and service any make or model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyderman and Daikin. License number CAC 1813307.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This Thursday, the Jacksonville Jaguars will face the Tennessee Titans. Tune in at 8.05 p.m.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
Sunny today and our high will be 69. Cold tonight, low of 38. Right now, it's 56 here at WBOB.
All right, those of you on hold to give you plenty of time. We're going to let you make all your comments and everything else coming up next in a brief moment at 222-TALK, 222-8255. Again, I ask a very valid question. Is there a blame game going around? It was fair to blame Alvin Brown, but does the mayor deserve any type of blame? Maybe he doesn't, because he's actually put in some things to try to deter crime. Some would say that's the difference between him and former Mayor Alvin Brown. Want to hear what you think? Your calls are up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Throughout the night, Americans filed past the flag-draped coffin of President George H.W. Bush, lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Last evening, President and Mrs. Trump paid their respects to Mr. Bush. In France, a planned fuel tax hike is being put on hold for 6 months. The increase, which was to have taken effect January 1st, triggered violent demonstrations in Paris last weekend, the worst urban rioting in France in decades. A leading European legal expert says the United Kingdom could, on its own, decide to do an about-face on leaving the European Union. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures lower following yesterday's rally. Right now, Dow futures down 70 points, while NASDAQ futures are off 26, and S&P futures currently 7 points. In the red. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're at I-295 north at 103rd Street, you'll see an accident, lots of backup there. At least three cars are involved in that wreck. On 295 North State Road 9B, there has been a broken down car reported in to us. 95 South at Edgewood, a wreck, and 295 North at Commonwealth, another crash there. Sunny today and a high of 69. Clear and cold tonight, 38 below. Right now it's 56 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. This week, the Times Union goes after Mayor Lenny Curry on violent crime in Jacksonville. The debate over where hard liquor can be sold in Florida is back on the table again. And Democrats in Congress are proposing a new Green Deal.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
Still want to take a stab at the reason why Publix and Walmart, on opposite sides?
I gave you all my answers. I was thinking, and you told me where I was wrong, that so maybe there's a law against kids selling alcohol.
It's a one-word answer.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Terrence. Terrence, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, well, I wanted to give my opinion based on the question asked, does Mayor Curry deserve any blame for the crime? And I think it is a level of blame that he will, face, because when you run on those platforms of reducing crime, and, you have to look at it now when the crime rate begins to go up, you have to take some accountability for that. Has he put some things in place to curb it? I think he has. But even with the things that he's put in place over time as they've been going on, now he can look back and kind of measure the success of those particular programs that he put in place and really look at another way of maximizing the effect of our police. And I think we put a lot of resources into the sheriff's department, but I just think that sometimes the resources that we put into the sheriff's department, it needs to be a better way of policing, meaning that I think that we can use those resources and really do some more community policing, more so than what we're doing now. But, yeah, he does deserve a level of blame for it because he ran that he would reduce it. And so does Mayor Gillum, Mayor Brown, all of them that stated that they would reduce crime. When you state that, then, of course, when it goes up, you have to own that.
I think you bring a good point. Roger, Terrence says, hey, listen, once the things have been implemented, that if, for example, Curry can sit back and say, listen, this year is down, not much, but this year is down, and if he gets reelected, let's say over the next several years, according to Terrence, what I think you just said, that he can have some sort of level of success once these things are implemented, they can brag about it. So I see where you're coming from.
Yes, and I think that, again, this is a complex issue with reducing crime. I think all right. Crime, because the biggest thing about it is he's not doing the crime himself, so he can't control himself. But
right.
You can't control other people, what they do. But I think in the efforts that he's putting forward, I think that some of the things are effective, but I think some of the things that they have put forward, they need to look at and probably change or tweak a little bit.
All right. Hey, Terrence, good to talk this morning. Good input. He says, hey, listen, he's going to have to accept the level of blame, but if things are going through, and that's why we asked the question, was he or is he doing, some would say yes, more preventative programs dealing with criminals than what Alvin Brown had done, I think that's bragworthy.
Right. And I think, honestly, that's where the real solution is going to be. Keep the criminals from being criminals in the first place.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, good morning. You're on WBOB. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Ed. I think Terrence just... it took all the wind out of my sails. He expressed it very well. Great caller. Listen, but I wanted to point out too. We know that mayors can have a big impact on crime rates. We saw that with Giuliani when he lowered the crime rates in New York, and that was a monumental task. But at the same time, trying to predict crime is kind of trying to predict the weather. You don't know, what drugs are going to come into your county, what gangs are going to move in. It's not so easy to fight crime. And I'm not sure if I was a politician, I'd want to, put my hat on that one hook and say, well, I'm going to do this, because it's not such an easy thing to do.
That's a good point. I understand where you're coming from, but on the issue of crime, if you got a bunch of troublemakers out there, and if they don't turn things around, they're going to go into a life of crime. I understand what you're saying, but you can kind of predict that they say the Times Union that crime was going down underneath Alvin Brown the last year, then it went up under Mayor Curry. You just can't attrition and hope everybody's going to be well. You have to assume in certain neighborhoods crime's going to be there unless we clean it up and bring in more jobs. So I know you say you can't predict it. I'm kind of with you out there, but I think they always have trends out there they can sit back and say, unless this is done, crime will go up.
Economic factors and economic destitute is a predictor. But my grandmother, when she was alive, would say that back during the Great Depression, when she was a young lady, she said that everyone left their door unlocked. So she never made the relation between crime and poverty one that she actually took serious. And she said it should have no effect.
Well, then that's an interesting question. Then where did we draw the line where crime got more? Got much worse then. Was it in the 60s, 50s, if it didn't happen in the Great Depression?
Yeah.
Let's go to Marty. Marty, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning, brother. Lovely time last Friday. Anybody that missed it, it's their problem. Listen, I know a little bit about police work because I used to be a police, right? And the thing that changed New York was when Giuliani hired William Bratton, who came from Massachusetts, and he instituted a thing called ComStat, which is computer statistics, and that's what did it. I saw on YouTube recently that Caracas, Venezuela, hired Bratton also to see if he can clean up their city. So I don't know what flexibility the sheriff has here, but a lot of the problems have to do with policing, and the mayor should leave the police alone, just like in they were lying, the campaign was lying about Gillum, and they were saying that Tallahassee was the worst city in Florida, the murder capital. I looked it up, and they were all wrong. But for Jacksonville, they should bring in somebody like Bratton with the ComStat, and that would probably help to clean up the city. That's what I got to say.
Hey, it was good to see you Friday night, man. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Before we get back to the calls, a big story come out today that they're going to try to find a loophole that basically if you have an establishment, like let's say at a certain restaurant here in Northeast Florida, you can order basically nothing and get hard alcohol. Now, I'm not a drinker. I'm just telling you what the story's about. But now that if that's the same thing should apply, then why if you're at a, in Sam's, why should you not get a hard, or at a food court in the mall, why should you not be able to get a Chick-fil-A sandwich and hard alcohol? Not the same place. I'm talking separately, of course. But there's a reason why that you cannot buy. Well, we know it's because of a Depression era, all right? It's a law based in the 1930s. But why is it that Publix and Winn-Dixie is a certain answer that they're against allowing you to buy your groceries in the same aisle or in the same building without separation? They don't want you being able to do it. Why? Simple reason why. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Publix and Winn-Dixie are against this bill. Target and Walmart are in favor of it. Let's go to Michael. Michael, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Hey, good morning.
Anyway, as far as the crime goes, the way it looks to me when they compare New York, Giuliani had people that were working directly under him, and Gillum probably had a appointed police chief that he was in control of, whereas in Jacksonville, the sheriff is elected, and he's not as beholden to whatever the mayor may or may not want to happen.
Well, what's the difference? I mean, the sheriff in Leon County is also elected, not appointed.
Yeah, but there's probably a police chief in Tallahassee.
Okay, but they still get their budget from the city.
Yeah, from the city, which is under Gillum's control, whereas Williams is an elected sheriff.
I'm not following you. They get 36% of their money. It's the biggest budget in the city. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. I'm just saying, what's the difference?
Well, the difference is Williams is elected.
Wait. Williams is that Roger? I didn't follow it whatsoever. Williams is elected.
Maybe he was suggesting that some of these cities, the chief of police actually is employed by the mayor.
What's the difference? They get their city budgets. The goal of every police chief is to drive down crime. One's elected, the other one isn't. The other one's appointed. I mean,
could it be said that city council determines what the budget is and not the mayor in the first place? He signs it, of course, but.
No, but he issues a budget. The budget is proposed by the mayor.
City council tweaks it.
Well, the city council can do whatever they want. Add to it, tweak it, vote it up, vote it down.
And the mayor can go to city council and even ask for more than what the mayor wants.
Listen, if you want to use the argument crime is up or down based on the city budget, then knock yourself out. Not because one's elected and the other one's appointed. That has nothing to do with that. I understand where he's coming from, but it has nothing to do. Folks, you can't keep mixing up based on party ideology. Okay? I'm just saying, if crime is going down, that's because the mayor has been implementing some things that are turning it around. My question is, if the Times Union is going to throw him under the bus, the question that has to be asked is, that some of you have been emailing me, that if the mayor won't take responsibility for crime going up, then you Republicans, is what I'm getting the emails I'm getting for some of you Dems this morning, then we owe Andrew Gillum an apology. That's the emails I'm getting this morning. Let's go to Dana. Dana, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hi.
Hey.
Publix, Winn-Dixie. The one word answer is, I think, competition.
Exactamundo. Can't believe none of you could guess this. Man.
Well, look, Publix and Winn-Dixie, they've met the restrictions. They got the walls. They got the separation of liquor from, you know, baby's milk and ice cream and all that. They got it. They got the competition beat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Dana, you knocked out of the ballpark. It's based on competition, folks. The goal of every free market conservative is to be a monopoly.
That's a good point.
That's the truth. Dana, okay. Dana, thank you. Good to talk this morning. It is based on competition. Publix and Winn-Dixie do not want the competition because their market share would be a little bit smaller. I mean, when you look at the ads, who's got a better ad? I'm not a drinker. I'm just saying if you had to look on the surface, it's usually Publix.
So you're saying that Publix and Winn-Dixie, they're concerned that alcohol sales at Walmart and Target would end up drawing customers away from
Publix?
Yeah,
that's the reason why they don't want it all in there. They want it separate. It's all based on competition.
Huh, okay.
Let me put it this way. Do you think Shad Khan from the Jacksonville Jaguars would be open with arms to invite another, if it was allowed, to invite another football team here in Jacksonville?
In fact, I'm of the opinion the reason why UNF doesn't have a football team at this point is because they don't want to compete with the Jaguars.
Do you think Kaiser University wants to compete with Florida State Community College out of Jacksonville? Do you think UNF wants to have to compete with you? Do you think Florida State wants to? I mean, they're all competing. They don't want the competition.
Yeah.
That is the reason. Dana, thank you for knocking out of the ballpark. That is the reason why Publix and Winn-Dixie want to keep a wall up. Because they somewhat have an advantage, and they don't want the competition whatsoever. Because why? Walmart, now I'm not saying the food's better. I like Publix, and I love shopping at Publix. It's when I show up is when shopping becomes a pleasure for them.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, sometimes the cheaper goods are where? Walmart or Publix?
Walmart.
Some would say Walmart. If you now mix hard alcohol.
But the lines are longer.
Oh, no, the customer service is bad at Walmart. But what I'm saying is, but it doesn't stop people. They're still making their money. But what I'm saying is that if Walmart's prices are cheaper than Publix, and then now you can put it all in the same aisle, guess what? People end up going to Walmart for their hard alcohol. I'm not a fan of drinking. I just don't have a taste for it. You want to do it, knock yourself out. I just don't have a taste for it. But some would say a lot of emails are coming in. Well, you know, it's got nothing to do with the renter. It's got nothing to do with the zoning. Publix can always expand. I used to work for Publix in high school. You want to expand, you can expand. Go to a bigger place. 222-TALK, 222-8255, TALK Radio, WBOB.
On 295 North at 103rd Street, there's been a wreck involving several cars. 295 North at 9B, another wreck with at least three cars involved there. And 95 South at Edgewood, we're looking at a wreck. It's on the right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The IRS will soon update the W-4 form used by employees at their workplace to better reflect the recent changes to federal tax law. The U.S. Treasury says that the IRS will update the form in the coming weeks for the 2019 tax year. Tax planning is important, especially as you reach retirement. And here to help us understand just how important that is XP award-winning retirement specialist Peter LaLiberty from Liberty Advisory Group. Peter, tax planning is a key part of retirement.
It's a very key part of our plan, and most advisors really don't deal with tax planning going forward, but we do. The tax laws have changed and tax rates have gone down. That's provided an amazing opportunity for retirees today who never thought their taxes would go down. So we're looking at things like Roth conversions and tax-efficient portfolios and things like that to help you get through retirement. So a real retirement plan like the kind that we build address taxes as well as market risk and income and everything that's important in retirement. So here's what I like to do. For the first 20 people who call in, let's do a retirement plan MRI. Let's stress test your portfolio where I can show you where your risk is, what you're paying in fees, and what the likelihood of your plan succeeding going forward. We can provide that for you. So the first 20 who call in and come and see me, we'll do that. And we'll also go over the new Social Security rules and the new tax rules and provide you with a 2019 Social Security cheat sheet and hopefully with a full-blown retirement plan that can literally change your life if you're willing to make some changes.
Peter, that sounds great. I like the idea of stress testing my retirement. And again, you can too by just giving us a call. The next 20 callers, 888-508-2119. That's 888-508-2119. Better yet, just text the word Liberty to 21000. That's Liberty to 21000.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're looking for jewelry this holiday season, we have what you want at Underwoods, and we carry the hottest and best names you'll find anywhere in North Florida. The biggest name in designer jewelry is David Yurman, and his looks are more popular today than they were years ago when Underwoods introduced this designer to Jacksonville. And we carry David Yurman not just in ladies' jewelry, but also in timepieces and his extensive collection of men's jewelry. If it's a watch you're looking for, we carry Rolex and other watches considered to be the best in their price points. We also carry extensive collections of the jewelry we import directly from Italy and Spain that are always popular for their quality, style, and value. So if you want the hottest and most popular jewelry and want to be waited on by the most professional staff in the business, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
It's going to be a sunny day today. Our high, 69 degrees. This evening, clear but cold. Overnight, the low, 38. Right now, it is 56 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. This week, the Times Union goes after Mayor Lenny Curry on violent crime in Jacksonville. The debate on where hard liquor can be sold in Florida is back on the table again. And Democrats in Congress are proposing a new Green Deal.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
All right, a lot of people have been emailing this morning. Let's get to it. Joe writes, crime should be measured per capita. As population grows, crime numbers will increase. However, with higher population, it could be actually declining out there. Here's one from Brian. He says, your caller was talking about the Publix on Volano. The liquor store at Publix on Volano is the Publix liquor store, but it is separate from the main store. This is a big discussion about whether or not there should be separate entities, whether you can buy, because this is what's been coming up in the state legislature this year about whether or not you should be able to buy hard alcohol than with some of the food. Here's one from Lori. Alcohol is alcohol. You can get drunk on beer and wine and acquire a drinking problem just the same. Most alcoholics drink wine. I grew up on the West Coast. There's no separation of hard liquor for purchase here. The reason why you asked this discussion, because there's a move that if you go to the food court at the town center or the avenue, that is the hypocrisy that you could go to a regular store and get alcohol, hard alcohol, even amongst kids, but you can't do it at the food court. I understand there's an hypocrisy there, but I asked about the optics. Do you want to have, and I'm not a drinker, folks. I'm just saying the optics shows a, you know, they swish that thing around. I don't know why I never gotten that. They swish that thing around. Look at, you know, I never did that with my water, but they look at the wine and let me smell it. What's the optics, that or a can of beer?
I wonder whether or not an argument can be made that the restaurant is an enclosed building and they aren't selling things to take home, per se. If the food courts were enclosed separately from the, you know, the main store, would the restaurant rules apply?
By the way, Brian, also another Brian emails me. I was going to bring this point up, and Brian, you are exactly correct. Everybody's talking about, well, Walmart owns their areas, Publix just leases. Brian says, also, Publix has its own real estate and management company. You folks, you do know that Publix owns a lot of the lots that they're at, and that's why they rent them out to people.
Didn't know that, huh?
They actually own most of their buildings and lease them out to other stores. You can check it out, but I believe this is how it works with Publix. Brian, bingo, you're exactly correct on that issue. Here's one, let me see, open late. Nope, nope, not that one right there. Here's one from, let me see, Steve, Ed. You and Roger, enjoy the party Friday night. What was the name of your two movies that, according to the majority of the vast amount of people out there, that had the two greatest endings? Number one was Planet of the Apes, and number three, this are all within the top 40 years. Number two, I think, was like The Third Man.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
No. I'm joking.
No.
It's like what in the world?
I'm surprised you've even seen that movie, Roger. The number two movie, the top two movies of the last 40 years of the greatest ending movies of all time, number one was Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
With Charlton Heston. And number two was The Usual Suspects, one of my all-time favorites, the ending with Kaiser Sose. So that is the answer for that out there as well.
Lord of the Rings just keeps you confused at the end of the movie.
Yeah. Roderick says, Ed, on your show yesterday, a caller cited, I got a lot of emails here, so if I don't read them all, don't get mad. I answer all your emails. He says, a caller yesterday talked about when you brought up about Google and Facebook and the monopolies, cited Bell Telephone Monopoly. The monopoly that then was a natural monopoly. There is no such thing. It was a granted by the governments of the various states. Facebook and Google have no such protection. Anyone is permitted to offer a competitive service. I think it's long overdue. Granted, Facebook and Google would have a huge lead, but I don't think it's insurmountable. As I told you on a previous call, this would be a terrific opportunity for some fat cats, conservatives, to offer together and other alternatives out there. Woody's bringing up, this has been a big news. Google, there was an internal document obtained by the dailycaller.com where they target them and Breitbart and other groups out there that they did not want to, like, you know, Facebook does not want to use certain groups out there for their news. I get it. They can do whatever they want. They don't have to use this radio show. They're a private company. They can do whatever they want. Oh, but they bash Trump. We get that. So does the media. So because of that, some of my conservative friends think that we should be regulating Facebook because they're not balanced enough. But isn't that more government intervention? Isn't the idea of conservatives for less regulation?
Right. And should a private company be able to make their own rules and not have the government tell them you're not being fair to our side?
I mean, it may take a little while, but you can break the monopoly. You can break a lot of this as well. So why would you? Well, you know why, folks? It's because it's one party over the other person in power. That's what it all boils down to, Roger. Because Trump is in and they're not giving a fair shake. So let's regulate. Are you kidding me? No way, man. I mean, Trump's exactly right. Google and these guys are taking advantage of people. I mean, but that's you're not a paid customer. If you get Facebook for free, you abide by their policy. All right? It's like the library. The library, now you may pay through your taxes, some of you may not. The library says you can only take so many books out. You can only, you got to be gone by a certain time. That's just the way the policy is. How do you break up the libraries? Well, I don't know. That's a good question to government funding. But the question is, how do you, you know, Facebook and Google, you have more competition. Bing is an alternative to Google.
Yes.
Internet Explorer is an alternative to Google. Okay? Twitter, I use a little bit of Twitter, is an alternative to Facebook. If not, use your cell phones. Use your text messaging. There are a lot of people, which we have reported, that have stopped using Facebook based on privacy issues. By the way, I'm more curious why a lot of my conservative friends are more angry about Facebook and them being a monopoly and how they should be regulated, but you're not more concerned about your privacy out there. To me, that would worry you know, some more to people. 54 minutes after the hour, talk radio WBOB.
295 North at 103rd Street, a wreck involving at least three cars. 295 North at 9B, another wreck with several cars involved. 95 South at Edgewood, there's a wreck on the left. And 295 North at Commonwealth, we see a crash there as well.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
What more can be said about the late George H.W. Bush that hasn't already been said? Read my column in today's newspapers, if yours carried it, or on my website at calthomas.com. It's amusing to me that those who used to criticize Bush now claim to love him and his example of kindness, gentleness, and compromise. Of course, what the left means by compromise, and the New York Times had a story about this yesterday, is when Republicans give in to Democrats. Bush did this when he allowed a tax increase to go through. Democrats had promised spending cuts in return, but they lied. Bush was strong when it counted, presiding over the end of the Cold War and removing Saddam Hussein's troops from Kuwait. As president, he was mocked by the left as a country club elitist who supposedly didn't know what a barcode is. He loved his wife of 73 years and his family, and he told his former Secretary of State, James Baker, he was looking forward to heaven. Well, that's enough for any life, isn't it? I think so. Rest in peace, my friend. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/today. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/today. That's forhims.com/today for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/today.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Get ready for a very sunny day today. Our high will be 69. This evening, clear and cold. Overnight, the low 38. Right now, 57 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Okay, so again, I have to clarify fake news. Somebody texted me, sheriff reporting to the mayor is subject to his discretion, not so for an elected sheriff. Well, where do you think they get their money from? When you get your money from a city council and a board has to approve your money, believe me, you answer to them. Also, kind of like a commander-in-chief, our rules of engagement. That's true. When the commander-in-chief messes up, he has to answer to Congress. Okay. So, yeah, so is he Gillum with his public and lack thereof, need to watch you, and Brown Curry caught twisting facts. Well, then maybe that's true on that one. So everybody's a know-it-all, except me. You're a know-it-all.
Thank
you. Amazing. Smartest guy in the rooms, man. It's amazing. So anyways, hey, by the way, go ahead.
I see Williams is directly answerable to the people who voted for him, though, not the mayor.
Well, yeah, but what do you think they get their money from? They get their money. If you want more money for your budget, you have to go to the city council. So the city council can kind of zero you out, can they not?
They can. They're not going to. I mean, for crying out loud, they took an oath to, you know, protect the Constitution and keep everybody safe. So they have to give them money. Come on.
That's true. They got to. So anyway, 59 minutes after the hour, you can always email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. I'm telling you, not that she's right on everything, but if you're Anna Lopez Brochet, I think you look at this and go, might be an opportunity to jump in this race if it's all based on crime. Hey, we're thankful to God every day for the show. Thankful to all of you that listen in. Good Lord willing, we'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Roger, good to see you today.
Nice
More coming
you.
Up as we continue to move along. This is Talk Radio, WBOB.